You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Good morning, church. Good morning. So glad to be here with you this morning. And if you're joining us online as well, I mean, isn't technology amazing? That, you know, we can have people from within our body join us even when they can't make it to church. It's incredible. So, who here, their car has a distance to empty on it? Trent. So with the distance to empty, are you conservative or do you like to push the boundaries? You know, do you wait till the fuel light comes on? I know Arzy up the back there, she has this sick game that she likes to play where, you know, how far can I push the car before I run out of petrol? You know, you jump in the car with her and you're 10 kilometres from your destination and the distance to empty says zero. You know, it really tests your faith in that moment. There was a time where myself and Emily were driving back from Marimbula, and the car said that there was about 200 kilometres on the distance to empty. And who knows, like rolling hills, really, really fun to drive. So I probably wasn't driving as economically as I could have been. And I'm glad Emily was asleep because I was really starting to sweat that, you know, hopefully the petrol station distance is going to be downhill so that we can just coast to it. But we made it. Praise God. But it's really important that, you know, that we have a source that, you know, when you're driving your car that you've got petrol in it, it normally helps. You know, with our lives, we ask the question, you know, what is the source of your strength? You know, where does your strength come from? You know, you might have heard people say it this way, that what keeps you going? You know, and in Isaiah chapter 40, starting from verse 28, it says, "Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength." Some verses say those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. "They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." You know, we ask the question, where do we find our strength? But what I want to propose this morning is that, you know, maybe it isn't what is the source of your strength, but it is who is the source of your strength. You know, because the only true source of strength for us is God, and God alone. You know, and to be able to understand where our strength comes from, our strength that comes from God, you know, we need to understand who the Father is. You know, because when we understand we understand what is available to us when we understand who the Father is. You know, I firmly believe that it's not a mistake that passage of Scripture that we read in Isaiah starts by describing God and who God is. You know, verse 28 said, "The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding." You know, our source of strength, you know, God, he never grows weak. He never grows weary. You know, he's consistent all of the time. You know, he never changes. He's a constant supply of strength, you know, that never runs out. You know, and that means that our source of strength does not grow weary. You know, our source of strength does not grow weak. You know, our God, he is immeasurable. And when we understand God and who he is, you know, that gives us the understanding of the strength that he can impart into us and does impart into us. You know, our God, he's everlasting. You know, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 to 9, it says, "Jesus Christ is the same today and forever. So do not be attracted by strange new ideas. Your strength comes from God's grace, not from rules about food, which don't help those who follow them." You know, it isn't where our strength comes from. You know, it's who it comes from. You know, it isn't a process. You know, it isn't a system. You know, our strength doesn't come from a thing, because these things, they're not eternal. You know, these things, they grow weak. You know, it's not a 10-step process to be strong. You know, because motivations change. You know, our circumstances change, our situations change. You know, when we put our strength in motivations, you know, whether it's our job, whether it's our family, you know, when we put our strength in these things, you know, it's based on emotion, it's based on our current situation. So what happens when our situation changes? But our God, he remains the same. You know, he never grows weak. You know, he's forever strong. He's always there for us. You know, how amazing is our source of strength? You know, our creator. And did you know that we can only understand some of God's greatness? You know, we can never fully comprehend our God. You know, his greatness goes far beyond our human comprehension. You know, and God in his grace, he reveals himself to us. You know, because understanding God, that can only happen through revelation. You know, understanding God can only happen when he reveals himself to us. You know, when we spend time seeking him and who he is. And through his grace, he reveals himself to us. You know, to me, it's something that blows my mind because I just can't comprehend it. You know, I can't explain it. You know, I can't explain in words to you my understanding of God and how great I understand he is. I can't put it to words. But he's revealed himself to me through times in my life. You know, and as I spend more time with him, he reveals more of himself to me as well. You know, and only through experiencing him, through encountering him, encountering his presence, do we begin to understand the vast greatness of God. But did you know that God, in all of his greatness, he chooses us as well? You know, I love the way the psalmist puts it in chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. I look at the heavens you made with your hands. I see the moon and stars you created. And I wonder, why are people so important to you? Why do you even think about them? Why do you care so much about humans? Why do you even notice them? Do you know, in the vast depths of creation, God chose to create each of us uniquely. You know, he positioned and purposed each of us. You know, and he promises to be with us, strengthening us and empowering us, you know, in his grace. You know, I'm so thankful that this isn't something that we have to earn. You know, God's strength isn't something that we have to earn, but it's something that he freely gives to us in his grace. You know, we don't attain it, but we get to walk in it. And that's incredible. You know, strength given by God to each of us out of his love for us. You know, our source is God, our Father, you know, who we have relationship with, the Father who created each of us uniquely, wants to strengthen us each day. You know, in Ephesians chapter 3, reading from verse 14, it says, so I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you'll be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. You know, Paul in that passage has such a rich understanding of the greatness of God. You know, it starts with, so I kneel humbly before the Father. You know, and that as his riches are unveiled within us, you know, the resting place of his love can become our source. You know, as we spend time in his presence, and I love the promise in there as well that, you know, God's divine might and explosive power will flow through us. You know, this is our promise. You know, and this power, this strength that goes way beyond our natural ability, our intuition, our aptitude, you know, even the things that we're good at, because it's in his strength. You know, he gives that to us. You know, God unveils the riches of his glory to those who wait on him. You know, we're empowered to discover the love of Christ in all its dimensions, those who wait on the Lord. You know, because it's a supernatural transaction that happens. You know, it's not something that just happens in our mind. It's not something we can comprehend, but it's a supernatural transaction that takes place, you know, when we wait on the Lord. You know, verse 16 in the Message version says, ask him to strengthen you by his Spirit, not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength. That Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. You know, we're spiritually strong. You know, this strengthening, it happens on the inside. It happens in our spirit, strengthened by God in our innermost being. You know, it's not something that we can always see on the outside, but strengthened in our innermost being. So how do we walk in his strength? You know, the first and most important thing is that we acknowledge God as our source. We acknowledge God as our source of strength. You know, verse 29 from Isaiah 40 says, he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. You know, I believe that humility is key. And you know, I want to encourage you this morning that humility does not equal weakness. You know, humility comes with strength. You know, Moses in Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, it's believed that he wrote this passage. He calls himself the most humble man on earth. You can say that doesn't make sense through sometimes the way that we understand humility. But Moses understood that God was his source. You know, he understood that he needed God for his strength. And through the life of Moses, we see that God moved powerfully. You know, God revealed himself to Moses through a burning bush. You know, and that's pretty incredible. That'd give you a pretty good revelation of the greatness of God when God speaks to you through a burning bush. Do you know, it started with understanding who the Father is. And then as Moses, through his journey, trusted God as his source, he saw God move. You know, he saw the Israelites get water from a rock. You know, he saw God part the Red Sea so that they could cross through it. You know, only through God's strength. Not by anything that Moses did, but by trusting in God. You know, just like Moses, we can acknowledge that God is our source and that we need him each day. You know, we need him in everything that we do. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, from salvation, that scripture says that it's no longer I who lives, but it's Christ who lives in me. You know, each of us, if we're walking with God, have access to be strengthened by God. But we choose whether we walk in it or not. We choose whether we trust in it or not, whether we trust in God's strength. You know, at salvation, we're created anew and we get to walk into the new life that God has for us. New life, new strength. And this is given to each of us when we acknowledge him in our actions and our deeds. You know, we might have an understanding of this, that God wants to strengthen us, but do we acknowledge this fact each day? You know, do we carry about our lives sometimes as if God doesn't exist, that we can do it in our own strength? And it's easy to do. You know, we get caught up in the routine of life, but God wants to strengthen us each day so that we can live our best lives for him. You know, an example for me of needing to be strong in the spirit and full of faith is in my work situation. You know, in July, I took a step out in running my own business a few days a week. And you know, on the inside, with everything in my being, I want to feel scared about it. You know, it's like, is there going to be work next week? Are people going to give me work? Are we going to be able to eat? It's not that dire, but that's what eats away at you, though. You know, it's like I'm fully in control of this to make this happen. So I should feel weak, but in God I can be strong. You know, through this process, I've had to learn to trust God more than I ever have before. You know, have faith in Him and allow Him to strengthen me and guide me. You know, it's humbled me as well. You know, continually humbled by God that, you know, I need Him, that without Him I can't do this. You know, I need God to guide and strengthen me. Isaiah chapter 40 in verse 30 says, "Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion." You know, weaknesses are normal. You know, it's normal to have weaknesses, but maybe they can be a good thing. You know, that might be a hard thing to wrap your head around. But the truth is that you can't be good at everything. But that's not something that we can lament on. You know, that's not something that we can be pulled down by. You know, sometimes our weaknesses, they're given to us by God. You know, the gift of limits. You know, so we don't overstretch ourselves as well. You know, maybe weaknesses can be a good thing. You know, how is it that you see the weaknesses that you have? You know, do you see them as a blessing or do you see them as a curse? Because that verse, it says, even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. Now, it's a simple fact of our humanity that sometimes we get tired. Who's ever had the moment where, you know, you're so tired? Has anyone ever put the TV remote away in the fridge? Because I have done that before. The other one was, you know, I forgot to feed the cat, and you go to feed the cat and dump his food in the water bowl. that's a good one as well. You know, you just, sometimes you get tired. You know, that's normal. You know, on our own, in our own strength, we have moments of weakness. But in God, we are strong. God can strengthen us in every situation. Do you know our weaknesses don't need to hold us back? But we can see them as an opportunity to see God move powerfully through us. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, Paul says, "That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And, you know, we might read that and Paul sounds pretty crazy. You know, he's taking pleasure in his weaknesses, but, you know, he has the revelation that in his weakness that God's strength is revealed. You know, because we can't rely on what we don't have. You know, we can't rely on ourselves when we're weak, because there's nothing to rely on. We can only rely on God, because we have to totally abandon self and rely on God's strength. You know, an example of this for me is with worship leading. You know, something that I love to do, and I count it as such a privilege and a blessing to be able to do it. But if you asked me 6 years ago if it was something that I'd be doing, I'd absolutely say no. You know, I didn't even sing in front of Emily because it was like I sound terrible. But, you know, in my weaknesses, you know, in my self-doubt, God was able to work within me and strengthen me in that. And God's strength is revealed in that. You know, I firmly believe that every time I get up here, it's God's strength coming through me. You know, that's not something within myself. That's God moving through me. Now, why does Paul speak about his weaknesses? One, because they're normal. But if we had it all, we wouldn't have any need of God. Now, I want to propose a question this morning that if God can strengthen our weaknesses, if he can move through those, how much more can he strengthen us in our gifts, in our talents, you know, in what he's given to us when we surrender them to him? When we allow him to move through them. You know, it's God's power versus our power. You know, I know which one I want to choose. You know, sometimes my flesh wants me to, you know, just carry about it in myself, but I know in my spirit that when I rely on God that I will see even greater things. You know, because when we do things in our own strength, we'll get tired. But when we do things in his strength, we'll not grow weary, and he will renew our strength. You know, when we're surrendered to him, when we're trusting in him for strength every step of the way. Now, Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." You know, God does not grow tired. God does not grow weary. And his strength in us is the same. You know, when we allow his strength to work through us, we will run and not grow weary. You know, we will walk and not faint. You know, so how can the weak have power and the powerless have strength? You know, it's a bit of a paradox. You know, it doesn't make sense. But when we understand that it's God that strengthens, it changes our perspective. You know, we can be weak naturally, but strengthened by God. Because God's power, you know, it outweighs even what we would consider the greatest human strength. You know, we can be weak naturally, but strengthened by God. Powerless naturally, but strengthened by God. You know, what is it that you're focusing on? You know, are you focusing on your perceived weaknesses? Or are you focusing on God's strength and what he can do in them and through them? You know, what is your declaration? You know, there's power and death in the tongue. You know, what you speak into your situation, what you speak over yourself. You know, make it a declaration of faith. You know, declare God's strength over your life. You know, don't lament in your weaknesses, but declare God's strength over them. Because it is in our weaknesses that we can fully put aside our self-reliance, our pride, and totally rely on God for strength. You know, you could even say in our weaknesses we experience the manifestation of the power of God. And you know, God's strength, it doesn't replace our weaknesses. You know, our weaknesses are still our weaknesses. But God's strength is made known through them. You know, there might be moments where we start to feel strong. You know, it might be something that you're good at that, you know, it's just easy to, you know, rest in our aptitudes, what God has given to us. You know, we start to trust in our own understanding, thinking that we've got this. You know, I've got this on my own. I don't need you, God, in this one because I'm good at it. You know, in Moses' story, that's what he experienced. You know, he'd seen God move in bringing water to the Israelites. You know, God had told him to hit his stick on a rock and water came out. So the next time that happened, God told Moses to speak to the rock, but Moses was like, "Hang on a minute, I got this. You know, like I've done this before. I've seen you move in this before, God." You know, he did it in his own strength. You know, he hit the rock with his stick and nothing happened because God told him to speak to it. You know, we need to allow God to strengthen us, you know, in our strengths and in our weaknesses. You know, there might be times where we feel weak in the face of the circumstance that we're up against. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 14, you know, there's a drought. You know, there hasn't been rain. And in the face of a drought, you feel pretty powerless. You know, there's not much we can do to make it rain. And from verse 22, it says, "Can any of the worthless foreign gods send us rain? Does it fall from the sky by itself? No, you are the one, O Lord, our God. Only you can do such things. So we will wait for you to help us." You know, there's times where we feel powerless over the situation that we're in. I would encourage you to wait for the Lord to strengthen you. You know, wait for God to help you in it. You know, in that passage, they have a few options of what they can do. You know, they can give up, throw in the towel. They can lament. You know, you can look to other options. You might go out and do a rain dance. I don't know how effective they are, but you could try it. You know, they could complain, but what is it that they chose to do? You know, they chose to not move ahead, not try to figure it out on their own. You know, they didn't look to alternatives because they knew that God was the answer. You know, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. You know, we need to remember who the source of our strength is. You know, even in our self-confidence, he is the source. You know, do I want to move forward confidently on my own, you know, in my own strength? Or do I want to wait for God and move confidently with God as my source and strength? You know, wait for God to help you. Because, you know, God's timing is perfect. You know, although sometimes we might think our timing's better, but his is perfect. You know, for me, I had an idea when I left school of what my journey was going to look like. It was like I was finish high school, go to Bible college, be a youth pastor, end of story. But who knows that sometimes God changes things when we think that we know what we want to do. You know, I thought that I was ready. You know, I thought that would be easy. But in trusting in God, in his timing, and allowing him to lead me and strengthen me, you know, I've been able to do far more than what I ever thought that I would have. You know, and I'm so thankful that you know, God spoke to me and told me what I needed to do. You know, and not just go on the plan that I thought was right. You know, don't move ahead of God. You know, timing is important, even in his promises. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, Christ is the one who gives me the strength I need to do whatever I must do. You know, my strength to do what I need to do, the mission that God has for me, doesn't come from myself. It doesn't come from my hard work, from my natural aptitude, from my strengths, but from God and God alone. You know, I choose which position to live from. You know, do I live from a position of strength with God as my guide, or do I live from a position of weakness, trusting in my own abilities and my own ideas? You know, where does my help come from? You know, it comes from God. You know, in every situation, we need to remember where our help comes from. You know, by faith, we get to put ourselves into the care of God. You know, this choice that we get to make. You know, when we walk with God, when we walk in the care of God, relying on him for strength, he promises us his protection, his direction, and his power. You know, sometimes we have to make this decision for ourselves regardless of what other people are doing. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16 to 18, it says, the first time I was brought before the judge, no one came with me. Everyone abandoned me. Everyone abandoned me. That wouldn't be a very nice situation to be in. But I'm glad that he says, may it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood with me and gave me strength so that I might preach the good news in its entirety for all the Gentiles to hear. And he rescued me from certain death. Yes, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil attack and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen. You know, we can't wait for others. You know, we can't put our trust in others to make this decision for us. Because the truth is, with humans, we inevitably let each other down at the end of the day. Because, you know, we're not perfect. We're not God. But I love that Paul said, may it not be counted against them. You know, we need to make that decision for ourselves. You know, even when you're standing alone in isolation, making a decision to stand firm in God, in his strength. You know, even if everyone else leaves, you know, they try to persuade you into other things. You know, maybe they read a Facebook post about, you know, 4 ways to strengthen yourself. It only takes 7 minutes a day. it might sound good, but it's not the truth. Now, don't be discouraged by what others are doing, but put yourself in the right position for encouragement. You know, find the right people to have around you. But keep God at the forefront. You know, continue to press into God for yourself. You know, no one else can do that for you. You know, and when we pursue mission, you know, we are strengthened. Do you know that the enemy, he knows how powerful we are when we rely on God for our strength. You know, and he will try everything he can to rob us of our strength. You know, the enemy nags at us to try to give up our strength. You know, to look at our shortcomings, look at our weaknesses. You know, focus on them and forget about God's strength, or even making us bolster up ourselves in our own pride. You know, that we don't need God. But did you know we're so powerful when God can move through us? We're so powerful. The church is powerful when it relies on God for its strength. You know, when we put aside our own ideas and allow God and God alone to move through us. You know, that our key scripture, Isaiah 40 verse 31, says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." You know, such great promises there, but it requires action on our part. You know, to wait for the Lord. You know, to trust in the Lord. So how is it that we wait on the Lord? You know, I think one of the most important things is to spend time in his presence. You know, in the Bible, we see Jesus spending time with the Father, you know, continually. You know, in Matthew 14:23, it says, "After sending them home, Jesus went up into the hills by himself to pray. You know, night fell while he was there alone." How did Jesus wait for the Lord? You know, there's three key things there: intentionality, you know, solidarity. You know, he was on his own. He was spending time with God on his own. You know, and he spent time there. You know, he goes up to the hills to pray, but night fell. You know, there was time spent waiting on God, time spent in the presence of God. And Psalm 73 verse 28 says, "But I'm in the very presence of God. Oh, how refreshing it is. I've made Lord God my home. God, I'm telling the world what you do." You know, when we spend time in the presence of the Father, you know, it refreshes us. He refreshes us. You know, a time of rest, a time of refreshing, a time of impartation of strength, you know, allowing him to work in us. Now, I just want to quickly share how the Bible says we should use our strength. In Mark chapter 12, verse 30, it says, "And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength." Now, how should we use our strength? To love God, to spend time with God. We use our strength for relationship with God. You know, if we press into God with everything that he has, he promises that he'll take care of the rest, that he'll give us strength for the rest of the journey. You know, we use our strength in relationship with him. Now, the second thing is that we allow the Holy Spirit to empower us daily, you know, fully reliant on him. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, "But because of God's grace, that is where what I am. And his grace that he gave me was not wasted. I worked harder than all the other apostles, but I was not really the one working. It was God's grace that was with me." You know, how could Paul work harder than the other apostles if he wasn't even the one working? You know, he had such a revelation of the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, and what he can do through us. You know, for Paul, he worked hard, but he was allowing God to empower him in each step. You know, what does this look like for us? You know, how is it that you start your day? You know, do you start your day with an awareness of the Holy Spirit? You know, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to you, to empower you. You know, even before you start the day, you know, just spend time allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to you. Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. "Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Now, this is God's promise to us, that He will strengthen us. That when we trust in Him, when we're obedient to Him, that He will protect us and He will guide us. Now, can we stand this morning? We're going to spend a couple of moments singing through chorus and bridge of Waymaker. Now, God strengthening us, God making a way for us. Just before we sing, just from Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all of His glorious power, so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance belongs to His people who live in the light. There's two groups of people this morning that I believe the Holy Spirit wants to minister to. You know, the first is you've been following your own path. You know, you've been doing things in your own strength. But this morning there's opportunity for restoration for you. You know, to be strengthened by God, to begin to walk in His promises, to begin to walk in His protection, in His care. You know, the second group of people is you're here this morning and you feel tired and you feel weary. You know, this morning God wants to give you rest. God wants to give you peace. You know, this morning, you know, if you're feeling tired or you're feeling weary, God wants to impart strength into you. You know, just as we open up our hearts this morning, God's going to begin to strengthen people in this place. You know, the team's just going to play for a couple of minutes. You know, if the Holy Spirit's speaking to you this morning, just open up your hearts to Him. And just receive from Him this morning.